Chapter 2. The Weather Report. I was at home having a drink when I had a feeling that somebody was watching me. 2 seconds later, I heard a noise. It frightened me, and my drink fell on the floor. It was Holly, and she was standing on the fire escape, knocking on my window. I got up and opened it.
"I've got the most horrible man downstairs," she said,
while stepping off the fire escape and into my apartment.
"He's sweet when he doesn't drink, but when he drinks, he's horrible. If there is one thing I hate, it is men who bite."
She was wearing a gray robe. Her shoulder had a purple ring on it, so I could see what she meant by men who bite. The robe was all that she was wearing. My heart was moving so fast from the surprise of seeing Holly on my fire escape that it took me a moment to say anything.
"I'm sorry if I frightened you," she said. "He thinks I'm still in the bathroom. Not that I care what he thinks. He'll get tired soon and go to sleep. I can leave if you want me to, but the fire escape was so cold and you looked so warm inside, just like my brother Fred. He was the only one in my family who allowed me to hug him on a cold night. Can I call you Fred?"
Holly stopped talking. She wasn't wearing her normal dark glasses, and her eyes were large. They were a little blue, a little green, and a little brown. I didn't know her age, but she looked between 16 and 30. Later, I learned that she was 19.
"Do you think I'm wild?" she said.
"No, not at all," I replied. She seemed disappointed with my answer.
"Yes, you do. Everyone does. I like it. It's useful."
Holly moved her eyes across my apartment.
"What do you do here all day?"
"I write things," I said, pointing to a table with books and paper.
"I thought most writers were old. Are you a real writer?" she said.
"What do you mean?" I replied.
"Well, do people buy what you write?"
"Not yet."
"I'm going to help you," she said. "I'm going to help you because you look like my brother Fred, but he was much taller than you. It was the chocolate that made him tall. All he cared about was chocolate and horses. I haven't seen him since I was 14. That's when I left home. Poor Fred. I hope he can get chocolate now that he's a soldier."
"Why did you leave home so young?" She touched her nose uncomfortably.
"Tell me about something that you've written," she said, changing the conversation.
"That's the problem," I said. "My stories are not stories that you can tell."
"Okay, get me a drink, and then you can read me a story."
I made her a drink and sat in the chair opposite her. While I was reading, I suddenly became worried. It was a news story about two women who worked as school teachers and lived in the same house. One of the women decides to get married, but the other woman becomes jealous and tries to stop it. When I finished reading, I could see that Holly was bored.
"Is that the end of the story?" she asked,
trying to think of something else to say.
"Of course, I like lesbians, but this story is boring."
"What do you mean?" I said angrily. "It's not about lesbians."
"Well, if it's not about two lesbians, then what is it about? I lived with a lesbian in Hollywood. She was better to live with than any man. Of course, everyone thought I was a lesbian too, but who cares? Do you know any lesbians? I'm looking for someone to live with me."
Suddenly, Holly looked at the clock on the table.
"It's 4 a.m. What day is it today?"
"Thursday," I said.
"Oh no, I don't have time to sleep. I must stay awake."
"Why? What happens on a Thursday?" I said.
"On Thursdays, I have to catch the 8:45 train to Sing Sing Prison. He prefers that I visit him in the morning."
"Who?" I asked.
"You have to promise me that you won't tell anyone," she said. "His name is Sally Tomato. He's a lovely old man, and he likes me very much. Maybe you have read about him."
"No," I said.
"Well, I visit him every Thursday. We talk for about an hour, and then his lawyer, Mr. O'Shaughnessy, pays me $100.
"Why?"
"Mr. O'Shaughnessy called me on the telephone not long after Sally went to prison. He wanted me to visit Sally because he was all alone. I knew that Sally was in the mafia, but I didn't mind."
Holly looked at me and smiled.
"Do you think that I'm lying?"
"No, but they can't allow anybody to visit a prison, can they?"
"I pretend to be his niece."
"So you get $100 for just 1 hour of conversation?"
"Yes, as soon as I leave the weather report with Mr. O'Shaughnessy," she said.
"What is the weather report?" I asked.
"I tell him when there is a storm in Florida or when it's raining in Texas. Things like that."
"I think that you could get into a lot of trouble," I said.
"Don't worry. I have taken care of myself for a long time. I think you should go to sleep. It's late," she said, walking toward my bed.
I followed her and got in.
"Don't say another word and go to sleep," she said, getting in next to me.
We lay there quietly for a long time, and I pretended to sleep.
"Poor Fred," she said suddenly.
It seemed like she was talking to me, but she was not.
"Where are you, Fred? It's cold, and there is snow in the wind."
I looked round at her face and saw that her eyes were wet. "Why are you crying?" I said. She sat up, then walked toward the window and climbed onto the fire escape.
"I hate people who ask too many questions," she said angrily.